Well, Merry Christmas. That is one perspective on Christmas, having kids retell the story of what it was like. And it's good to laugh and good to replay the story in our own hearts and minds. But we all come to Christmas with different perspectives because of our different backgrounds. We come with innocence as kids. We come as adults with maybe some cynicism, or we have to do this again, or do we have to watch another Hallmark special again? But we come from it from all these different perspectives, from our age, from our demographics, from where we grew up religiously, whether we grew up in the church or not in the church, with different affiliations. We look at this event of Christmas from all these different perspectives. And we all have different expectations as well. Sometimes we expect the Norman Rockwell Christmas, that everything will go smoothly and we'll get the gift what we want and everybody will sing and there'll be a nice brown turkey that we're cutting with a smile and everybody's huddled around the piano singing. Is that really true? No. But we have expectations because of our experience from the past. We have expectations of what we want and dream of for this day. And that first Christmas, people had different expectations too. Obviously, Mary had an expectation. She was going to give birth. Joseph had expectations, and others did. But there were a few people that had no expectations. The shepherds, they had no expectations. They were just out in the field doing their normal thing. And can you imagine that night for them? They were just doing their ordinary thing, hanging out in the hills outside Bethlehem, doing what they normally did. And one thing about the shepherds, we want to look at the perspective from the shepherds tonight. Because what you need to know about shepherds were, they were just average Joes. But to some degree, they weren't even average Joes. They were not even liked by the ordinary people. They were on the margins of culture. And if you were to choose anybody in the world to announce that the God of the universe got into a body and birthed into this world, would you choose someone on the margins of culture, the lowlifes, the thieves of culture, to announce this big news? Well, God of the universe did. Unexpectedly, he shocked the culture. He shocked these shepherds as they're sitting out in the field. And I want to take you on a journey just for a little bit tonight and see Christmas from the perspective of the shepherds. And maybe you can find yourself in the story and the questions you have about Christmas and your expectations of Christmas. Because if we look at the story from the perspective of the shepherds, it should shock you out of the slumber of the ordinary day of life into a life of purpose. It should shock you like lights blazing in your face, like stubbing your toe while you make your way to the bathroom. Shocking, like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. As you journey with us this evening for just a few moments, would you come with me to see what it was like on a cold, brisk night outside Bethlehem as these dirty, smelly, average Joe dudes were kicking it back by a campfire, telling stories of what had happened in the past as sheep are going by and they're running after them. And that was their ordinary life. They were just going through the routine, the ho-hum of the everyday life, and something was about to flash in front of their face that would change their life and the history of all the world on that cold night outside of Bethlehem. And maybe they were wondering, do I have really purpose in life? What am I supposed to be living for? And I wonder if some of us have that same aspect. We're in the process of going through the average things of life, waking up, brushing our teeth, putting on deodorant, I hope, putting on clothes, getting in the car, commuting, going to work, or getting up, taking care of kids, getting on the bus, coming home, eating dinner, watching a show, falling asleep, waking up, going to the bathroom, waking up the next morning, brushing our teeth, putting deodorant on. The routine of life. And is there anything that will shock us out of that into a life of purpose? Well, in Luke chapter 2, the story was read by my wife, Dulcie. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. Jesus had been born. And then these shepherds are out in the field. And it says this: in the region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Remember, it's dark. Their eyes had adjusted to the nighttime sky and the stars and the moon. And it says this: and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And this is not a little cherubim. This is an angelic being whose wings spread across the sky, whose radiance is part of the glory of God's greatness. It is like fireworks on the 4th of July. It's not even like that. It's like a flyover at a football game. It's not like that. It is glorious. It is bright. It is brilliant. It is shocking to these average shepherds when this angel appeared. And it says this, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. No kidding. I'll never forget when I was in high school, I was driving to a Young Life camp with my Young Life leader up in northern Michigan, and the northern lights were out, and the first time I'd ever seen the northern lights, I'm like, what is going on? Close encounters of the third kind, Jesus is coming back. I heard something about that in high school, but it was kind of weird to me, but it was freaking me out because there was huge green and blue streaks across the sky, and it freaked me out as we drove in the Chevy Nova up to the Young Life camp. And the shepherds were freaked out. I would too. And it goes on in just a moment. But remember, who are these shepherds? They're despised, they're rejected, they're on the margins, they feel unclean, and this is who God chose. And there might be times in your own life that you feel like you're on the margins, that you have no purpose, you have no meaning you're just an average Joe going through the slumber and routine of life. And would God ever do anything in my life? Would God ever break into my life and change my life and give me purpose and meaning? Maybe you find yourself as the average Joe or Jane, pushed to the margins at times and nobody sees you. That's what the shepherds felt like. But God, for some reason, always chooses the weak to show his greatness. He chooses the average to show his glory to the world. And he wants to use you and I to do the same thing. And it says this, an angel said to them, fear not. But who are these guys? They're just going through the average routine, and it says, fear not. Let me ask you this. They're sitting in a field doing the average thing. Are you in a place of routine and slumber going through the daily grind, going, is there anything that can change my life? Are you stuck in a routine and life-robbing reality of just the regular day? Are you in a slumber that you're almost like a robot in the routine of life? Are you in the mundane of life lulled to sleep by the slumber of the ordinary? This is where the shepherds were. And boom, an angel appeared and says, do not fear. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. He says, behold, you will see this. You will should gaze upon this incredible thing. And he says, this is good news. How many of you turn on your favorite cable network and say, you know what? I just want to watch the news because it's always good news. Man, I just want to watch my cable network show, and it's just going to be great joy of good news to me today. No, everywhere around us is constantly bad news. Maybe in your own life, you feel the slumber or sin or rebellion, or you see it in broken relationships or the hurt in the world and the hurt of other people, and it's like this is constantly bad news. The shepherds felt that too because it's a human condition all throughout history. And this angel breaks in and says, there is good news of great joy. Not happiness based on circumstances, but a joy that is beyond all circumstances that you will ever find yourself in. And who is this for? The religious elite, those who have it cleaned up, those who are good two-shoe people, those who just go to church every Sunday, those who know their Bible, those who do all the religious routines. He says it's for who? All the people, no matter if you're near to God or far from God, no matter if you've hurt other people or you've been hurt by people, no matter your ethnicity, your gender, your sexuality, the good news of great joy of this Lord Messiah is for every single person. That is like drinking from a fire hydrant, because who's hearing this news? Shepherds that were half asleep around a campfire, and an angel appears. And this incredible announcement that will revolutionize the world is announced to the average Joes of the day. And it goes on, of great joy for all the people, a Savior one who will rescue. Every superhero movie has a rescuer, right? How many of you guys like Avengers? Right? How many of you like to play Fortnite? How many like video games? Because there's always someone who's going to win. There's someone who's going to rescue. It's the story of everything. It's the story of every Hallmark movie with a cute girl and a guy. Oh, I wonder if they'll get married. It's the story of the rescue. Why does that all resonate with our hearts? Because we all long to be rescued from something in our life to take us to a life of purpose. And that's Jesus Christ, who came into this world to rescue us from Satan, death, and our own flesh, and to put us in a life of purpose. That's the movie we love to watch. And that's the movie we get to live in, because the story of God, who is a rescuer, who is the anointed king. And who's getting this news but the average Joe, who's a slumber, almost asleep in the routine of life, and this is shocking them into a life of purpose. And after all this, some backup singers come up, angels. It says this, and suddenly there were some angels, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." These backup singers or songwriters of the angels say there is peace. When Jesus comes into this world, all the brokenness, all the fracturing, all around us, Christ will bring wholeness to that through his life, death, and resurrection. I'm going to bring shalom. The brokenness of the world will be made right again. It will inaugurate with my life, Jesus says, and it will culminate in my coming back again. So the angels disappear. Their eyes are still kind of in awe of the brightness, like when you stare into someone's high beams at night and you see those speckles, their eyes begin to adjust back to the darkness of the hillsides outside of Bethlehem. They begin to question amongst themselves, what did we just hear? Did we drink too much? Did we eat too many chicken wings? Did you see it? Did I see it? What is going on here? And what should we do with this? And then they realize this is real. This happened. You heard it. You saw it. I saw it. You see it. Oh, whoa. I was just about to cook some hot dogs and an angel appeared over the campfire. Out of the slumber and the ordinariness of life, their life was shocked out of the slumber into a life of purpose. Because what would they do then now with this news? Would they sit on the news about this one Jesus coming into the world? Would they investigate about it? What would you do with this news? Well, the story goes on. It says this, when the angels went away from them in heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They realized that God had spoken. These ordinary guys going through the ordinary routine of the slumber of night realize that God has spoken. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They didn't allow the grass to grow under their feet. They moved swiftly to find this thing in Bethlehem. If you heard this news, you'd be like, I want to hear about this. I want to ride a donkey and get over there. They want to see it. They've been awakened. No one told them to go. They were intrigued, they were compelled, because there was something, they knew something, but they didn't know everything about what is happening in Bethlehem. They were drawn into this reality. Out of the slumber of their own life, they were shocked to find out and to investigate who this Jesus is and what this birth is all about. And maybe this evening, maybe this Christmas season, God is compelling you to investigate who this Jesus is and why he came into the world. To draw you into what is life and really life in Jesus. And it says this, when they got to Bethlehem, it says, when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. They saw the baby And they said, you know what this baby is? This baby is good news. This baby is of joy. This baby will bring peace to the world. This little thing that has a diaper wrapped in clothes in this trough with animals around, in this little package of Jesus, is all these things. And they're all the people around are in wonder and in awe. And who's telling it? Not the religious elite, not the scholars of the day, not the presidents of the day, not the well-known of the day, it's shepherds. The average Joe on the margins of culture, God is using to do extraordinary things. God is always in the business of using the ordinary to display his extraordinary to the world. And it goes on, and it says this, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. It says this, and the shepherds returned. They returned to the fields. What had just happened hours earlier? They're sitting around a campfire, tending their sheep, going through the routine of life, almost slumber to sleep because of the routine, and maybe you're there. And if we really understand the Jesus who came into this world, it will shock you into a life of purpose. Because this is what happened. Just within a few hours, what happened to these shepherds, it says this, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Their life had been ordinary in the routine of everything, but when they encountered this Jesus and the reality of who he was, they wanted to make much of who Jesus was. That's what it means to glorify. To make much of who he is. They returned like, oh my gosh, can you believe that the God of the universe just spoke to us and he came to become one of us? And in this baby, I don't understand, but wholeness and joy and good news is going to come through him. That is amazing. High five, back and forth, chest bumping. Can you believe it? They got excited about this. They made much about who Jesus was, glorifying him and praising God. About all they had heard and seen. It wasn't their imagination. It wasn't what they felt. It wasn't what they thought up. But it was the tactile, what they had seen and what they had heard that made them believe the reality of who this Jesus was. They made much of God. They were giving thanks to God for all they had seen and heard. Where are you at this Christmas season? Are you stuck in a routine, in the slumber of life that almost lulls you to sleep? And you're wondering what life is all about, like the shepherds might have been that evening. Maybe you need to ask God to reveal himself to you this Christmas. Maybe you need to begin to ask questions, because questions are good of God. God, what is my purpose? Would you show me through the scriptures what life is about? And I believe as you begin to investigate this Jesus, who is the Savior, who is the Lord, who brings joy and brings great news, your life will go from a slumber to with purpose. It will go from sitting through the routines of life to living a life with joy and purpose in the everyday. Because in these few hours, these shepherds' lives were changed from the ordinary to do the extraordinary, to tell this story about who this Jesus was. You see, if you really look into who Jesus is, it will shock us out of the slumber of the routine of life to a life of purpose and meaning. So no matter where you are at on your spiritual journey tonight, whether you are far from God and you got drugged here, not drug to come here. Or you just like to come to this nostalgic Christmas Eve service and to light candles, and you just come here Christmas and Easter. We're so glad you're here. Or you call Trinity your home and you're part of the church family. Jesus wants to wake you up out of the slumber and routine of life, like he did to the angels in the field that night, to reveal his glory and his greatness, and for you to proclaim that and display that to the world around you. I want you all to fix your eyes upon Jesus today and forevermore. Would you pray with me? Lord, I would have not chosen shepherds, and it's good that I'm not God. Lord, you did something extraordinary by announcing this news to shepherds, for them to take this incredible news and to proclaim it and to make much of you. And Lord, I pray for us tonight, all of us in this room, whether we ignore you, we run from you, we question you, we doubt you, we love you, we're passionate about you. Lord, may we turn continually towards you, investigating who you are. And for some in this room to continue to submit that you're king and we're not. And that you came not just to be born, but to die and to give us life. Because you are Savior, and you saved us from that to a life of purpose and meaning. And may we get a glimpse from the shepherd's life of what that purpose and meaning is, to show and share the love of Jesus to others. Lord, I pray that we would be a people who are journeying with one another in the South Metro area to love you and to love others. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.